I'm sure you remember the 1975 film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, starring Jack Nicholson. Won 5 Oscars, including Best Actor for Jack Nicholson. Damore Productions in Burnie's actually staging a stage version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But in case you don't know what the story's about, it's about some people in a mental facility who decide they're going to take a bus and go for a drive. It's quite funny, but also quite poignant. Here's a little bit of a reminder of what the movie was about.
Do you think there's anything wrong with your mind, really?
Not a thing, Doc. A little change never hurt, huh? A little variety? Ah, oh, come on, you're not gonna say that now. You're not gonna say that now.
Now, when the vote, the chief just voted, it was 10-9. I want that television set turned on right now!
I don't think he's overly psychotic.
I think he's dangerous.
You guys do nothing but complain about how you can't stand it in this place here, and then you haven't got the guts just to walk out. I mean, what do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
Yes, it's a great movie, and based on the book, as I said, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, being staged by Damore Productions. They have a reputation for putting on some challenging and different types of productions. I'd imagine this one's no different. The director is Andrew Kneebone, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good. People may not realise this is actually based on a book written in 1962 by Ken Kesey. So have you taken the screenplay, has it been taken from the stage play, been taken from the movie or from the book?
So there was a stage play written after the book, based on the book and before the movie. So and it was originally starred Kirk Douglas, of all people. So
wow.
Yes, it's been around for a while, but we're doing the stage play version.
It's set in 1959, and the way that we looked on mental health issues back in those days was very different to what we do now. And, of course, there didn't seem to be a lot of empathy in those days, and it was more like a prison, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, and that's really the theme of the play, is really the trying to, from McMurphy, who's the lead character, his perspective, he's learning about all these things from the very first time, after thinking he can get a bit of an easy part of his sentence and get put into a mental institution, because he was in a work farm before that. So he's thinking, oh, this is going to be a sweet deal, but it ends up being anything but.
Do you feel any pressure as a director with a script or with a story that people know so well, or people can associate the role that Jack Nicholson played? Do you feel a bit of extra pressure to be a bit more authentic in that case?
Well, in some respects, I've tried to ignore the movie, really, and get my cast to really concentrate on who they see the characters as being. And we don't want to make a pale imitation of a movie. We want to make an original stage production based on our interpretation of the characters and of the events and who they are, and try and remain sort of faithful to the script. So that's the approach we've been taking. So yeah, we're definitely not trying to make an imitation of the movie.
So the storyline's pretty much the same, though. They steal a bus and go to watch the baseball.
No, in the play they don't actually steal a bus, but there is he causes a bit of a riot. It's all around the baseball and wanting to watch it on television.
Okay,
so Yes, and he certainly causes the establishment of the mental institution a bit of havoc and challenges their authority, and that's part of what makes it a fun play. But it's also fairly dark in spots.
Yeah, there's got a very serious message there as well. And even when the movie was released in 1975, even then, attitudes towards mental illness were a long way from where they are today as well.
Exactly, and look, in some respects, apparently this play is actually seen as being part of what led to that change in approach. That it really shone a bit of a public light on how people were treated in these asylums or institutions at the time, and led to a real questioning of whether that was appropriate back in the 60s.
Okay, now the play is being staged at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre where you're doing it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're actually using the Town Hall space, which is a bit novel, hasn't been used in this way before. We're doing the show in the round, so there'll be audience on all four sides of the stage. So, yes, we're looking to do something a bit novel in that respect, so that's good, and we're very thankful for the Burnie Arts and Arts Centre for letting us use that space.
Well, I did say in the intro that Damore Productions got a reputation for doing things differently, so this is just another example, isn't it?
Yes, certainly is, yes.
So it's on starting next Tuesday, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th at 7:30. And then there's two shows on next Saturday, the 20th, which is a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7:30 show. And I guess, Andrew, people need to book because of the way things are these days, but also I'd imagine this will sell out fairly quickly too.
Yes, well, we're hoping so. There's been a pretty good interest, although we do have, because it's a Tuesday night, we have offered discounted tickets on the opening night for the Tuesday night, so you can get those for $15 if you want to take up that option.
Okay, and you can contact the Bernie Arson Function Box office on 6430-5850 Monday to Friday, or go to the website, which is www.berniearts.net. Andrew, good luck with the production. It's ambitious, but I know what Damore have done in the past, and I'm sure it's going to be terrific. But thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. Cheers.
You're welcome. Andrew Kneebone, who's the director of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Damore Productions. And once again, you can contact the Bernie Arts and Function Centre to get your tickets over the phone, 6430-5850. Or you can go to the website, www.berniearts.net. And the reason we have to book online, of course, is because of contact tracing in these COVID days. And hopefully that won't be with us for too much longer. But that's what you've got to do these days, the way things are at the moment.